We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Glenn Mack. Now time now for Glenn to give us his five takeaways from this 2016 Eagle season.
All right, well, let's start with the biggest thing, which, of course, was Carson Wentz. And he started out the season just brilliantly, made it look too easy, which, of course, it isn't that easy. Wentz played with a makeshift line. He played with a dearth of talent at wide receiver and running back. And I think he made the most of his rookie season, Dave. He's got poise. He bounces back from adversity. We saw the last few games how much he can use his legs, how much he can extend plays. I think we'll see that down the line. You know, he had some mechanical issues. He overthrew it too far. He has to learn how not to throw into coverage. But I feel now for the first time since Donovan McNabb left after 09 that the Eagles are set at quarterback for years to come.
I would think, Glenn, that that is a unanimous thought out there. Maybe not, but kind of hard to see how you could watch him play for 15 games and not arrive at that same conclusion.
There you go. Number two, we talk about a lot about Lane Johnson, and that really is a big issue because, to me, other than Wentz, no single player had a bigger impact on this season than Lane Johnson. What he meant in run blocking, you saw the first drive back against the Giants. There's your Giants talk. The Eagles improved to 4-1 with him in the lineup, and against the Giants, two-thirds of their rushing yards came in the two-gap, three-gap, right to his left, right to his right. He was contrite when he came back, says he needs to grow, says he's not going to make the same mistake. I want to believe that. I want to think that next year Lane Johnson will play all 16 games and the Eagles will benefit from that.
Yeah, and you wonder how much the Eagles can trust him or how much they will bridge that trust with some reinforcements should Lane have another strike in that policy, which would cost him two full seasons.
Okay, so number three, let's talk about the entire offensive line, which I think I may feel more optimistic about than a lot of people. Maybe even you, Dave Spadaro.
Wow, Glenn McNeil, talk to me.
Well, if Lane Johnson does have the next year that we think he can have by playing all the games, if you bring back Jason Peters and he gives you what he gave you this year, really nice bounce-back year, we'll see whether or not Kelsey comes back. I think Barrett Brooks kind of dealt with some...
Brandon Brooks, excuse me.
I heard Barrett on the way in.
Yeah.
Brandon Brooks dealt with some of his problems, and I think you can count on him going forward. You want to believe that. And I think with Vitae and with Seumalo, they got some young reinforcements. They have a lot of needs this offseason, and we'll talk about them. But to me, offensive line may be better off than people think.
Right. I guess my only point would be, are you going to be good at offensive line? Are you going to be very good? Or are you going to be dominating? And we see what dominating does in Dallas. I want to be dominating up front.
Well, how much faith did you have in the two young kids?
A lot of faith in those guys.
Well, then that means a lot going forward.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
All right, number four, let's talk about Doug Peterson a little bit. Let's talk about his rookie year. I think he is creative. I think he is gutsy. I think he is not kind of tied into the hide-bound coach's conventional wisdom, and I like that about him. But creative can also sometimes look goofy. And this town can micromanage everything a head coach does. He dealt with some of that this year. I end the seasons with mixed feelings about Doug Peterson. He's obviously a guy who knows football. He understands how offenses work. And it's nice to have a coach that treats people around him well. We haven't always had that around this building. That's a good thing. I worry that he's got to be tougher with the players. There were a few times this year I thought that Doug Peterson has to really show that he's got teeth. I also, for what it's worth, think he's a little awkward answering questions, which leads to some communication issues. Like a lot of rookies, there's room for improvement. I think he's got it. We'll see the second year.
We will see the second year. He'll be judged very, very sternly, of course, in year number two as well.
All right. Number five, Dave. Here you go. All of that said, I think there's going to be at least 20 new faces on the roster next year. Maybe more. It's going to be a very active, it has to be a very active free agent season for the Eagles because you can't get everything you need in the draft. They need a complete revamp at wide receiver. Other than Jordan Matthews, to me, I think you may turn over that entire squad. The cornerback situation needs to be addressed. I think it's needed to be addressed year after year since, what, 2010?
Yeah, but they addressed it this offseason.
Well, it needs to be addressed again,
okay.
I think. I think they're going to need an edge rusher. I think they have to redo the running back situation. I think they could use another linebacker. It will be a very active offseason through the draft, through non-drafted free agents. You hope you hit one or two on those. And they will have to be active in free agency.
I think 20 is a really high number. I really don't think they're going to roster. They're going to turn this roster over like that.
I'll bet you that meal that we never called. I did finally pay that off. I'll bet you another meal on that.
I don't think you paid that off.
I did. I remember paying it off. In Havertown, Darby Road. Yeah. I did.
All right, that's Glenn McNeil's five takeaways.
53-man roster, 20 new players.
All right, there you go. On the record. A meal is on the line. Okay, good stuff. Glenn McNeil's five takeaways with one game to go in this 2016 season. He mentioned Doug Peterson. When we return, Doug Peterson, head coach, in studio.